Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. My name is MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Ninja podcast. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time with me once again on the show. For all of our listeners and our viewers, just a reminder that you can check out all of our past episodes at cashflowninja.com. There's a ton of community resources, and I believe we're over 650 episodes combined between the Cashflow Ninja podcast and my other show, Cashflow Investing Secrets, where I share one idea and or concept at a time that I've learned on my journey studying Cashflow Ninjas for over two decades and interviewing Cashflow Ninjas. In today's show, I've got another fantastic show for you. I'm joined by Mr. Gerald Celente from the Trends Research Institute in Kingston, New York, and they put out a phenomenal just a journal and magazine called the Trends Journal. Now, Mr. Gerald Celente has been on the show a number of times over the course of 4 years. Anybody that has listened to any of his previous episodes would have gotten a ton of value. He has shared how to identify and track trends, which is huge for business owners and investors. And he's also warned of a lot of things that are actually currently happening. I had Mr. Gerald Celente on the show earlier this year when the lockdowns just started globally. He was very, very, very concerned because looking at the data and the facts at that time, it didn't really support all of the extreme, behaviors of governments, whether it be federal, whether it be state, or whether it be local. And even as the more and more facts came out, they didn't really change the behavior. And where we are today, with only 100 days left in 2020, before we go into 2021, the hysteria is continuing. The extreme levels and the extreme behaviors of governments are continuing globally. So excited to have Mr. Gerald Celente on from the Trends Research Institute in Kingston, New York, that publishes the Trends Journal. Mr. Celente, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on, man.
Now, in between 1692 and 1693 in Salem, Massachusetts, colonial Americans in one of America's most notorious examples and cases of mass hysteria were suspecting and accusing everyone of being a witch. More than 200 people were accused, 30 found guilty, 19 executed. Boy, were those colonial people nuts, right? What are we going to tell people what happened in 2020, 300 years from now?
Well, it's the whole world. It's not only America. I mean, look what's going on. How about take a trip to Australia? Yeah. Down under. They're so down under, man. They can't even get up. What a bunch of little fairy boys and girls. Look at them bowing down and sucking up to a little nobodies, one place after another. Talk about America. Hey, how about New Zealand, huh? Why don't you take a trip over there? Let's go back to Australia. You got that little boy over there, a little boy of nothing, probably the cojones, much smaller than a mothball. Danny Andrews. I'm walking down Melbourne, I tell you. We're going back. You can't go out. It's after 9 o'clock. Lock them up. Don't go out of there. Put the police over there. They get out of here. $5,000 fine. Yeah. And they all bow down and take it up the, you know what, to a little nobody like Danny Boy. Danny Boy, a little guy, if you called him out face to face, as we'd say in the Bronx, he wouldn't know where to. And neither would Morrison. And neither would Cuomo. Or maybe that little Cazzone Macron. These aren't men. These aren't women. They're your leaders, and you'll do what they tell you to do. Hey, you were talking about what they were doing up in the Pilgrim Day? Oh, yeah, they were really a fine group of cats and kittens, man. Yeah, you couldn't get tighter than them. And now you can. It's tighter than Pilgrim time. It's Pilgrim time all over the world. You got the tightest little people running and ruining everybody's lives. Imagine a young kid going away to college, getting out of the house. I'm going to have some fun. You're not going to go out and party. You're not going to go out and party. Get back in your dormitory. Heil Hitler. Salute to Stalin. March to Mussolini. It's all over the world. It's all over the world. A bunch of low-life cowards marching to clowns and freaks all over the world. Put on that mask! Put on that mask! Try to put it on me. Try to put it on me. Hey, little Andy Cuomo, come over here and try to put it on me. Salenti, you obey them? I'm a cop hired by Cuomo, a little boy or a little girl. That'll blow your brains out, but I'd be a coward to go to you face to face. You got it? Don't blame the pilgrims. It's going on all over the world. The people have turned into a bunch of low-life cowards.
Investors, don't sleep on this market and trends. Did you know that in many cities across the U.S., renters now outnumber owners? And demand will only increase. More and more will be renting in droves, and it's putting the squeeze on a tight rental market. Four Peaks Capital Partners has been successfully investing in this proven, recession-resistant sector for years, providing investors with passive income and capital appreciation. Protect your portfolio and invest in private real estate funds, because the demand for affordable housing will only increase. Invest with Four Peaks and let us do all the work. Find out more by calling 877-5-INCOME. That's 877-5-INCOME. Or visit privateincomeinvesting.com. That's privateincomeinvesting.com.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you were on the show talking about it earlier this year, as soon as this was breaking. You had the facts, as is in the Trends Journal, as a Trends Journal subscriber. Very, very, was just phenomenal to see actual data, because there was so much misinformation and mass hysteria and propaganda. So the facts were there, the numbers were there. Now it's acknowledged by the CDC, what you stated. As this thing broke out in March, the facts are in, but the behavior is not changing. It's actually getting worse from governments and local, federal, and state level globally.
It's the people. The people are a bunch of gutless little cowards. My Salenti, calm down. Calm down. Be like us. I said to a buddy of mine, partner, just last night, Jewish. I said, did the Jews fight Hitler or did they obey them? Get in that train. We're going to take you off to Auschwitz. Don't you fight. Don't you fight. Where's the fighting people? Any one of these people, call them. I'll call any one of them out. Come over here. Come over here and try to shove your shit down my throat. Man to man, woman to woman. We'll discuss the facts. Don't you give me your low-life crap that you're my leader. You're not my goddamn leader. You're a piece of fucking politician crap. You don't tell me what to do. I, Gerald Salenti, am an American. Born to be free, not born to be your slave. And that's why I own three of the most historic buildings in America on the four corners of freedom. Right here in Kingston, New York, John and Crown Street, 1774 Academy, 1763 Dr. Jensen House, 1750 Franz Rogan House. Google it up. Most historic buildings in America, Kingston, New York. I bought these buildings because this is where the seeds of democracy were sown. The four corners of freedom. I launched Occupy Peace from there. I had a rally in the Crown Garden behind the 1750 Franz Rogan House on the 4th of July to unite for peace and restore freedom. Do you know the crap that these little gutless liberals gave me over here for holding a rally? Oh, Black Lives Matter rally was okay. I invited the Black Lives Matter people here. They wouldn't come. They wouldn't come because I had Judge Napolitano from Fox here, a judge, a former Supreme Court judge, a man of truth, justice, and the American way. He's on Fox. They wouldn't come because Gerald Celente, oh, he's been on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning America. You name him, I've been there. But I've also been on Alex Jones. I won't go there. They didn't come. Everybody went after me, the newspapers the next day, all of the politicians. That I held a rally, and we provided masks and sanitizers for everyone that wanted them, and 95.55% of the people didn't have masks on. So they condemned me for having a rally to unite for peace and restore freedom. And I had it. I'm fighting. I told little Andy Cuomo, come on down and try to stop me. Leave your goons behind. Come on down and try to stop me. The Kingston police, men and women. They were there in case things happened, but they weren't there. And I have my security team, because we got a lot of hate. They were coming after us. So I'm fighting for freedom. And I held a rally on July 4th, and I died. This is not me. They all said we were going to spread the virus and kill people. So this is not Gerald Celente. This is C2, the clone of Celente. Because I died from the virus. And everybody there did too. On July 4th, and you can go to look it up, Occupy Peace, and we all died. So I got these little clowns telling me what to do. What are you kidding me? I'm an American. I'm born to be free. If I was born in Altavilla Pina Vica Quince, where my family came from, may they rest in peace, in Napoli, I wouldn't be me. I'd be caught in that culture. I'm me because I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx. Born to be free, born to be me, and taught that by my family. So when I see these people robbing us of our liberty, love, joy, and beauty, it breaks my heart. Because I'm a trend forecaster. I look ahead and I see the future. And the future is bleak and dark. You're telling young kids in college they can't go out and have a good time. You're telling people they can't fall in love with each other by looking at each other and wanting to fall in love. You're telling people I can't go dance and I can't go sing. You can't go sing! I'm Fauci! You're spreading germs! People are buying it. They buy Fauci crap. They swallow it. And they're doing it all over the world. They're doing it all over the world. Boris Johnson. Who with a pair of balls bigger than a mothball would look up to Boris Johnson? How about that little clown they got there, that boy in Ireland? Oh, no, I like Chancellor McCall. Oh, yeah, she's great. Ah, you like the cat from Hungary, huh? That's how hungry you are. All over the world, they're following their leaders. People have lost their heart. They lost their soul. They don't want to be individuals. I'll follow the herd. I'm one of them. Heil Hitler, salute Stalin, march off to Mussolini. That's where we're going if people don't stand up and fight. And if you want to join the fight, subscribe to my magazine, The Trends Journal. There's nothing like it in the world. What's going on, what it means, and what's next. And as you said, I've been saying this for how long? I said all this was going to happen for how long before it happened? Oh, gold prices, how long before they happen? Silver, on and on. What's going on in the world? So if you want to join the fight for freedom, liberty, love, joy, and beauty, join the fight. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more of us that unite, that's our only way to freedom, unless you want to suck up to CNN and you like the Cartoon News Network and you like to get Foxed or whatever else.
We are living through unprecedented times, and many experts say that in the coming months and years, we're about to see some of the best real estate opportunities of our lifetime. Who's going to benefit the most from these opportunities? Those with access to capital, which is where the Real Estate Accelerator comes in. Brought to you by Good Egg Investments, the Real Estate Accelerator is an online course and mastermind that will give you everything you need to raise private capital for real estate syndications. Through building a killer brand that attracts the right investors, you'll be able to take advantage of the upcoming opportunities and scale your business. To learn more, check out cashflowninja.com/goodegg.
It's a moment in time, Mr. Salenta, and I think that that folks are going to look back at where we collectively as humans across the globe still have a shot to push back and turn this around, reclaim our dignity, our self-respect, and stand up. But if we don't, I like you said, it we're going down a road which looks very, 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 very scary and very dark. And I want to commend you for the work that you guys are doing and your team with the Trends Journal. Phenomenal stuff every week. It's just top shelf information, the latest, everything that you need to know, where we are, what it means, and what's going to happen moving forward. And also standing up because you guys have taken a lot of heat. And it's interesting with George Orwell saying, in times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. I never thought that you would say that. And boy, was that truthful, that statement.
Yeah, my heart is broken. You know, I mean, I'm angry. Oh, you bet I'm angry. You bet I'm angry. You know, people say you don't get angry. The Prince of Peace, who I'm a warrior for, became violent when he picked up a whip to chase the money changers out of the temple. He paid for it 3 days later. And the money changers are still in charge. And all we've become are plantation workers on the plantation of Slavelandia. They robbed us of our small businesses. When I was a kid, they had a thing called hardware stores. No, we got Lowe's and Home Depot now. Screw all you other people that had one in every neighborhood. We're taking over. We got the politicians. They're on our side. We pay off these little boys and girls. They call them campaign contributions. They're bribes and payoffs. There were stationery stores. No, you got Staples. We're in charge. Drug stores? No, we got CVS. We got Walgreens. You're all out of business. All we become are plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia. If the people don't rise to a high level and they ask me, what can I do? I'm going to tell you what to do. Do what you want. As my father used to say in the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. So get in the best shape you can. Double up on your health. Eat healthy. You don't want to die? How about building up your immune system? Now the sanitizer's on your hand ain't going to help you. Matter of fact, it's going to hurt you. FDA is showing it. And anyway, moving on. Get in the best shape you can. The people that are dying from COVID, it's all the facts are there. 94% of them had 2.6 pre-existing chronic conditions in the United States. People are dying or obese, type 2 diabetics, suffering from lung disorder, on. Build your immune system. They don't talk about that in the media at all. The prostitutes that get paid to put out by their corporate johns and their government whoremasters don't say that. Build your immune system. Get in the best shape you can. Double up on your workouts. You think I want to do it every day? Every day I talk myself out. I did it yesterday. I'm not going to do it today. Then I do it. get in the best frame of mind you can. Start learning everything you can. Break out of your belief system. You're not in a belief system. You have an open mind. You never know what's going to happen from anywhere, any place. Don't tell me how to think. Think for yourself. So that's what people need to do now, to fight, because the fight's on. You said, to paraphrase what you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said we're going down a path, and you said something after that, the path of,
it's very dark.
Lies ahead. Yeah. And when you said we're going down the path, it's very dark, and I thought to myself, no, we're not going down the path that's very dark. We're in the dark house. We're in there already. We're not going down the path. We're there already. You cannot go out and have a good time. You're not going into a bar. You're not going to go out and listen to music. You're not going to have a wedding with more than 50 people. All right? And I got some little dick telling me that. Or I can't use the other word, they'd call me sexist. But we got to make it equal. We're not down the path. We're there. We're there. Get on the train to Auschwitz. All aboard.
Chemiplan is one of the leaders for personalized tax-deferred and tax-free IRA planning. Chemiplan's team can assist you to take control of your retirement funds and financial future through self-directed investing. They offer support to clients throughout the entire process, from opening your first account to making your first purchase to self-managing your assets. Chemiplan works with a growing network of investment providers in all asset categories and offer free investor education through classes, events, and webinars with over 15 years of leadership and self-directed retirement investing. Chemiplan will help you unlock a convenient and safe way to manage your retirement investments and discover financial freedom beyond traditional investments, beyond Wall Street, and go from forever taxed to never taxed. Start to take control over your retirement funds and financial future today by visiting cashflowninja.com/Chemiplan.
Yeah, and the latest cover of the Trends Journal, too, was a just fantastic artistic work. The artist just does a phenomenal job. And it just does when I saw that, I'm like, wow.
Anthony Frieda.
I started our conversation by kind of saying, you know, we look back 300 years ago and said, boy, were those people crazy. And we look back 50 years ago and said, really? They told kids to get under under their desks to protect them from nuclear bombs? But here we are, and the same craziness is happening, and we're just not – everybody's kind of just going along with it.
Yep. As I said, we're not going down the path. We're on it. All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. I'll go on. I'll go on. I'll follow my leader. I love my Cuomo. I love my Merkel. No, Macron is my kind of man. I love my Trump. I want my Biden. Yeah. All right. We're on it. We got to fight it. If you don't fight it, see you later. I'm fighting. I'm fighting for liberty, love, joy, and beauty. No one's going to steal it from me. I surround myself with beauty. I create beauty, and I don't like these little people that are that have robbed it from me. I like going out and having a good time. 42% of Americans are obese. Wonder why they're sick. Keep eating that crap. Keep taking them drugs from the drugstore. And you heard Biden. I like vaccinations. Vaccinate you. We're in charge. Yep. People better fight. Fight or die, because they're killing us in our spirit, our lives, and our livelihoods. Right in front of your eyes. Again, you know it. It's all in the Trends Journal. We said everything that was going to happen from people leaving densely populated areas, on and on and on and on and on, way before it happened, because people don't understand it's a war, COVID war. And when they take you to war, they never have an exit strategy, as we go into the 20th year of the Afghan war in America. Hey, how about that 100 years war? Oh, we had wars and wars and wars and wars and wars. They took us to war with no exit strategy. They're destroying our lives. They're killing us. And if people don't stand up and fight, you're going to be dead. Dead in life, dead in spirit, and dead in your mind. So thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I love how you put it, the COVID war too, because again, the war on poverty, the war on drugs, the war on terror, this all plays in. For our listeners and viewers, the Trends Journal covers everything that you need to know going on in the economy, markets, what's happening, where it's headed. And one of the things that I really took to heart that I learned from Mr. Gerald Celente in the Trends Journal is the trend of entrepreneur. And there's a lot of trends still there, even in this very chaotic and crazy things, that you, if you open your mind, you think for yourself, you get the right data and accurate data and information, you're going to be able to identify these trends and capitalize on them to take care of yourself, your family, your business, your community, and your clients. So I really want to thank you and commend you for the work that you do and the information that you put out. You've made an impact in my life and my family's life, because we've taken everything that we learned from the Trends Journal and try and implement that in our lives. So appreciate you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. Very kind of you. And thank you for all that you do and being the man that you are and standing up for who you are and believing in what you believe in and not telling anybody else what to believe in. And your belief is freedom. And so I thank you very much for all of that.
It has been a pleasure having Mr. Gerald Celente from the Trends Research Institute in Kingston, New York, that publishes the Trends Journal, back on the show. I have to say, Mr. Celente is very, very passionate about what's going on, about freedom, about fighting for freedom. And I would share with our listeners and our viewers out there that this is a time to think about your freedom, what it means to you and your family, and what you're willing to put up with. Because unfortunately, as Mr. Celente pointed out, we're not going down a dark path. I was still a little bit overly optimistic. We're already in a very, very dark place. So, and it's going to be up to all of us and what we do to get out of it. Again, I really appreciate you spending your most valuable resource, your time once again with me, listening to the Cashflow Ninja podcast. Just a reminder, you can check out all of our past episodes at cashflowninja.com, along with all of our great community resources, which we continue to update. That's cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.